Ready?
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, you are tuned in to the one and only, the glorious, for the first time ever on the sports stream. You are live. Yes, that too. You are listening to the podcast to be named later. My name's Gabe James Anderson, and with me is my trusty sidekick. I always love to have him on the show. There's no me without him. We're equals. In fact, you're more. You're more than I ever will be. I am so excited to be here. Jack, are you excited for another night of podcasts to be named later?
I was thinking about it all day.
In the words of Stain, it's been a while
since I said, let's do another podcast.
Since we've done a podcast, yes, it has. It's been a long while. And, we should get to some interesting news since, what are we listening to right now? What is, what's playing?
This was a limited edition single release of Cage the Elephant's single, Take It or Leave It. It was a, this is a B-side, and this was released on a little 45 vinyl.
That's cool.
But
that's...
speaking of Cage the Elephant, they also released a new single today called, what is it called? I forgot what it's called.
You know what it's called.
Oh, no.
You know what it's called.
Don't Mess Around.
She don't mess around.
I'm not very pleased with it.
You're not very pleased?
No.
You know what? How about this? Let's... This is podcast to be named later, by the way. Let's listen to it. I have not heard it yet. Let's kind of dissect this song. Sound good? It was called She Don't Mess Around.
She don't mess around.
She doesn't. She's perfect. She doesn't mess around. All right, we're pressing. Declan's giving me the thumbs up. We're actually live on the sports stream right now.
Oh, no, that's not it. What is? Oh, no. We can't find it.
Well, I'm sure if we looked up Cage the Elephant new single. Don't you love how prepared we are for this?
We are so professional. It's
right?
Unbelievable. Oh, it's just called Mess Around. Okay, that's why. Okay.
So it could be either gender.
Yes. But it's about a sheep because
we don't know that, just on the outside looking in.
She don't mess around.
This one?
Yeah.
So the new, I don't know if we have license for it. I don't care.
Screw it.
The new
2015 Cage the Elephant single off of their new album, Tell Me I'm Pretty.
Which comes out December
18th, same day as Star Wars.
Yeah.
I'm more excited about that, to be honest, but yeah.
About Star Wars or Cage?
Yeah. Star Wars, of course.
I mean, since the last Star Wars movie, Cage has come out with like what?
Three.
In fact, they probably started since the last, like, they probably got their roots before.
Yeah.
Since the last.
They're just a bunch of kids from Kentucky then.
They just want to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Cage the Elephant, Mess Around. Let's give it a try. Oh, by George's Melees or whatever. I dig it. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
You don't think it just sounds like a Black Keys song they kind of ripped off? I mean, that's what I'm hearing, but...
Yeah, I definitely hear some Black Keys in that.
Well, because...
Some of, like, the...
Dan from the Black Keys, I think he's the guitarist. He produced this album.
Well, I mean, to be fair, I mean, like, if it ain't broken, don't fix it, though.
Yeah.
I mean, this is nice. So, really, so Arbuck produced this album, and he's doing work with the Arcs as well? He's busy right now.
He's very busy. But he must be fun to work with.
You know, so far, I'm giving this a passing grade, to be totally honest.
I'm just too critical on fans. dance I like. So
I don't mind it. I don't mind it. It's better. I don't think the song is going to dramatically change.
No. No, it's the same.
I think it's just a nice single that it'll be good for radio play, and I think there'll be more sophisticated stuff on the album.
I'm hoping.
I think they just had to throw that one out there to, give people a little taste of what's going on.
It's kind of like they have to attract as much people as possible with the single, and then it's the true fans that dive into their deep cuts within
now,
the album.
Yeah, and I could see someone going, Cage the Elephant, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is nice alt stuff.
Like
you know?
My dad, who loves them.
Oh, I love them too. Yeah. I love KZL. But a band I love even more also came out with a new single this week.
Did they really?
And yeah, this one is a little strange. Weezer is what I'm talking about. It's called Thank God for Girls. Have you heard this?
No, I have not.
You have not heard the new one?
I have not.
It is very, let's... I got it up right now. Let's give it a new listen. And I know listeners can't see the, they can't see the music video, but it's just as strange as the music. Let's take a quick listen. Thank God for Girls, the new single from Weezer.
Insurance was
we're not commercial. We do not serve a higher commercial. We're not here for the profits. We're here for the fun. We're here for the smiles.
Profits.
We're not here for insurance.
No insurance.
But they are a click or call away.
I use Geico, so.
The new Weezer single, here we go.
The girl in the pastry shop with the net in her hair is making a cannoli for you to take on your hiking trip in the woods with your bros that you've known since second grade. And you may encounter dragons or ruffians and be called upon to employ your testosterone in a battle for supremacy and access to females glued to the TV. And even if you are victorious, you may receive many cuts, bruises, and scrapes, and you will require band-aids and antiseptic ointments and tender loving kisses on your stab wounds. And when you come home, she will be there waiting for you with a fire in her eyes.
I know, it's
and a big fat
it's all
I
do. It's kind of... Okay, so first time around, what do you think?
I like the chorus.
Thank God for girls.
He looks like Ron Jeremy.
Yeah, he does. Okay, so for listeners at home, it's this kind of weird guy with long hair, and he's sitting kind of in like a corner booth that you would imagine like a 50s shop. The walls are white, and women are feeding him a huge plate full of cannolis.
Ooh. I wish I was.
And he's next to a picture of, like, a Catholic picture of, like, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Like, imagine the picture you'd find of Jesus in a Catholic church.
Looking up, kind of like...
Yeah, you know, the classic Jesus photo. Here we go. You see, here's the thing about Weezer. Every time, a lot of times I'll get like, I didn't start in 94 listening to them, but I will start listening to an album and, you know, I'll think like, thank you. That's Declan Goth, everybody.
Thank you, Heinzer. What do you even do?
He fixed it. He made it good.
Oh,
he made it okay.
Okay.
What'll happen is Weezer. I'll start listening to their album. You know.
Yeah.
I'll start listening to their album, and I'll think, oh, okay, there's hit or misses here, blah blah blah. And then at the end, I'll end up loving every single song. So this will probably be my favorite song in 3 weeks, give or take.
Weezer is such a weird band at this point that they could, like, pretty much sing about anything, which they, like, have unlimited...
They're not weird, they're just...
Well, like, they have unlimited creative, like, possibilities. Like, they can play and sing about anything, which is great. Like, Thank God for Girls, like...
I love River's voice.
Yeah.
I can't...
Like, I'm even starting to like it now.
Thank God.
Focus. Ooh, Adele. Should we dive? No, we're not going to dive into Adele.
You know, I haven't heard it. Should we
it's
do it?
It's boring. No, it's boring. It's just, yeah. It's not, you, have you heard, 21? Have you heard the album 21?
I know she has, so then, she sings one of my favorite songs of all time.
Then you've heard 23. Pretty much.
This, okay.
Podcast to be made later does not promote any commercial. We do not sell out. We do not promote.
Except
Marriott
I Suites. Do love staying at Marriott. Like, they have really nice pillows. Not that I promote
have
them.
Have you been to their pool lately?
Yeah.
It's pretty,
yeah,
pretty
just
clear.
Band-Aids galore. I will say this is one of my favorite songs of all time. And screw Footloose. This is the greatest song ever made for a movie.
I would say Live and Let Die. My favorite James Bond song, though. Greatest song for a movie?
Yep.
I don't know. It's a pretty
greatest
bold
song
statement.
Ever made for... And if you don't know what I'm talking about, Adele's going to tell you in a second, but it's Skyfall.
I'm pretty sure everyone knows. This song was like the crap.
This is the end.
Back in 2012.
Hold your breath and count to 10. Now, the question is, who's Adele and who's me singing right now? Yeah, that's Adele.
I'm hearing double. I cannot tell. Gabe, I didn't know you were this good.
You know, I've always been so shy, and so I haven't been able to, like, express my talent, but I feel like here in the secluded room, I can really be who I am.
Yeah.
I've tried to dream this moment.
You take vocal lessons or something?
Yes, every day. So anyway, that's Adele right there.
That is Adele.
With Skyfall. I love that song. That's a good song. But anyway.
It's catchy, you know. It brings all the boys to the yards, you know.
It brought me to the yard.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that much. But I think a good song to kind of segue here is, of course.
Oh.
Don't say it.
Just about to, yeah.
Here we go. Let's see if you guys recognize this one. Hold up. I have to turn it off.
Hold up.
I was working in the lab late one night, and my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his lab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
the monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It got on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
So anyway, you get the idea. It's Halloween, ladies and gentlemen.
Favorite Halloween movie.
Favorite Halloween movie?
Favorite Halloween movie.
I
already know mine. Top of the head. You should know this.
Halloween?
the movie Halloween?
I haven't seen it. I don't know if I've seen many Halloween movies.
Come on, Gabe. I just watched The Exorcist the other day. Tonight, it was pretty good.
Is that really a Halloween movie?
Yes, it is.
Isn't that just like...
It takes place in the fall and involves the devil and... yeah.
This is why this is a weird holiday.
It is a very weird holiday.
It's kind of a satanic holiday.
It's a pagan holiday.
The Crypt Kicker 5.
Because it's like back when like the pagans did like their crops, like the 31st was like the prime time for when their crops would grow. So that's why Halloween is marked as... Or something like that. I read a while ago why.
Let's look at Halloween.
Halloween is Halloween.
We have our sources. Mr. Wikipedia. is a yearly celebration observed by a number of countries on the 31st of October, the eve of the Western Christian holiday, All Howls Day. It began as a three-day observant... I'm not even going to go through this. According to many scholars, All Hallows Eve is a Christianized feast influenced by Celtic harvest festivals. Possible pagan roots, particularly in Gaelic festival. Other scholars maintain that it originally independently of Shemay and Soli has Christian roots. So, There's
and somehow devil worshipping is in that.
Yeah, you know, it kind of stuck its way in.
There's witches and there's ghoulies and ghosts and stuff. Like, you just
happy Halloween.
Halloween's my favorite holiday. You dress up, you get candy.
Christmas? What about Christmas?
You get drunk and
the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
You know, that's great and all, but I mean, let's face it, you do it for the presents. That's it. I've always been about the presents with that. And my family. I always love being with my family around Christmas. But I mean.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Yep. So it's Halloween. Do you have your costume yet, Jack-o'-lantern?
I don't. I haven't dressed up since I was like 15, 16.
I actually have mine.
What is it?
It's the same from last year, but last year, the guy who's actually in one studio over from me right now, Derek, the guy who hid my phone tonight for a good 6 hours.
What a jerk.
No, he's a great guy. Model citizen, model American. But last year he gave me a Halloween costume of a practicing gynecologist named Seymour Bush. So I might bring that out again. It's not really my humor, but I feel I've kind of started a tradition, so I might need to
expand your horizons.
Expand your horizons.
Yeah, you know, do some gynecology work.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure. So, yeah, I'm excited about Halloween this year and
the weird career path you're on. There, Gabe.
Yeah, it is a weird career
Wait,
path.
Holy crap. I hear someone else.
It's
a ghost.
It's a ghost. This room is haunted. Goth.
This room is haunted. Gabe.
It's not haunted.
Oh, no. Oh, he's speaking to me now. Oh, great ghosts. What do you want?
Great ghosts. Can you monster mash?
No, I can't monster mash. Just remember that I'm always watching.
Oh, God.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no.
Oh, so, my. Oh, my God.
Just wanted to throw that out there.
No, we appreciate it. Are you angry?
How many fingers am I holding up?
I couldn't tell you that.
Ha! I knew it. You're not.
If you're on the sports stream,
mm-hmm.
Is this music show going to parlay into a sports segment?
It's possible. Not really. I thought we made that clear.
Was that clear?
I think that was clear.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
Do you want me to take off the sports stream?
If you'd like. So why don't you go ahead and hit 6 in about 10 seconds, okay?
Okay.
This is the ghost of sports stream past.
God bless us, everyone.
God bless.
We're going off the air.
Whatever.
Yeah,
it.
That was a strange ghost. Apparently, some feed we didn't know about, or some, I don't know, but it's all fixed now. And so, we are on the straight and narrow now.
We did an exorcist on the ghost.
Yes.
And he went away.
Yes, he did. Just like,
I busted out my proton pack.
Just like Everclear's father in Father of Mine, he just walked away.
Haven't seen it.
What? It's a song.
Oh.
Bounty on any father of mine. Right?
No.
Are you serious?
By who?
Everclear.
Like they did the... Who is... Can you see into my eyes? That song.
What?
Wake me up. Wake me
That's
up.
That's Evanescence.
Inside. Oh.
Who are you? Hold up. Okay.
Oh... Father of mine, tell me where have you been? You know I just closed my eyes.
By the way, the kid in this music video is the kid from Kicking and Screaming. Take
me back to the which one?
The guy was like, you should get some Italians on your team. It's like, ba-boom! Ba-boom!
Oh, so it's the... Oh, that...
I'm pretty sure... I did some research. I'm pretty sure he actually has a mental problem.
That is nice.
Kind of sad, yeah. To the movies, you can take me to the beach. Take me to a place inside that is so hard to reach. Okay, anyway, so now Jack knows who Everclear is.
Mm-hmm. I will surely go home and maybe...
Great.
Listen to another song.
And Don't Call Me Shirley.
And Don't Call Me Shirley.
Name that movie.
Airplane.
Yes, Airplane.
Oh, can you not know that?
You can't. Well, you didn't know Everclear.
Well... I know my movies, and I know my music, but not Everclear, apparently. I know my I know a certain type of other thing that's related to Everclear.
Alcohol?
Nah.
What?
Yeah, it's alcohol. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I got you. All right. So we are moving on. It is the podcast to be named later. Kind of a strange start to this week's, but still interesting at the same time. A lot going on this week. How about that Republican debate?
How about it?
that's pretty interesting. What's up?
Did you guys enjoy the ghost?
Yeah, that was interesting. Mm-hmm. This is an actual person. This is not a ghost for our listeners. The five of you.
What listeners?
People who listen on podcastomatic.com.
Hey.
Podcastomatic.com. Podcastomatic.com. That's not even there.
Are you done?
No.
No. Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Gabe, do you even know my name?
Yeah, I do.
I don't.
What is it?
Ooh, on the spot.
I know this.
He doesn't know it.
I'm so bad with names.
He doesn't know.
Yeah,
it.
Liar.
I am bad. I was straight up with there. Man, I'm in a pickle. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Kanye Twitty.
No, don't you have Kanye
Please
Twitty
do
get
not
out of
do
this.
That.
No.
Let me do that again. Let me. Boy, I'm in a pickle. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Kanye Twitty.
It's been a long time. You're just as lovely as you used to be.
Thank you, Kanye Conway Twitty. We appreciate that. But we're back.
And for the record, Gabe, my name is Justin.
Justin in the
Hi,
building.
Justin.
I knew that. Justin Helmer? No.
No.
Justin.
It's German. You got this.
Justin. Scheiße, heiß?
Close.
Really?
Halfson.
Oh, wow. I was
that
pretty
was
close.
Actually close.
Yeah. So, what brings you to the show today? What's going on?
Well, I got done with work and I was like, man, I'd really like to just go into the studio and just talk. So I was like,
That's kind of what we do here.
Gabe's on a podcast right now.
Podcast.
Like, man, what a great opportunity.
Yeah, it's podcast, open parentheses, to be named later, close parentheses. So it's like a pun, like we're going to name it at some point.
But we're not.
But that is the name.
Yes.
That,
yeah.
It's a play.
Exactly.
It.
It's a play on words.
Pretty,
we are playing.
Genius.
Yeah, right? Right?
It took us literally like 5 seconds. It's just the first thing.
Who's this us?
I mean, sorry.
I'm kidding.
Gabe.
I'm kidding.
Gabe.
I'm not his
co-pilot, apparently.
I'm not a congratulations hog, but I do like to be congratulated.
Right.
I really do.
Uh-huh.
So, what are we going to talk about? Politics?
Oh, geez.
How about we not talk about
politics? Yeah, can we avoid that?
Because I know your views, but I don't know your views.
I don't give a...
Okay. I don't want to... Yeah.
We're not on the sports stream anymore, by the way.
No.
Oh, okay.
We got kicked off.
Kind of. It was kind of weird. I thought Declan kind of knew what was going on.
Me too. And
then... We made it pretty clear.
Mm-hmm.
No, he purposely overloaded the circuit.
Oh, really?
To bump you off, because when you have too many on it, it bumps.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
What a jerk.
Right?
Well, you weren't talking about sports.
We never said we were.
We said we're going to come in here to do a podcast.
I never said it was an error on his part for putting you on the sports stream. Just
no.
He just didn't put you on sports.
Oh, that's okay. No one's listening anyway. Like, literally no one. Like, it's just dead air right now on the sports stream.
Hey, it's, you know, it's okay.
I mean, it's beautiful dead air. Sometimes it's like some nice melodies on there, but usually not. But that's okay. Jack!
Yeah.
What's up?
God,
we should have been prepared. We should have done some prep work for this show.
Well, we were going to talk about Halloween.
Halloween, we did.
Because that's coming up 30. I mean, there's a lot you can talk about Halloween.
Are you dressing up for Halloween, Gabe?
Yeah.
I'm resident gynecologist Seymour Bush.
I like it.
Yes.
I like it.
Yes, but it's actually, I take my job very seriously.
Do you?
Yeah. Just, you know, okay. Cancer screenings.
Who's your first patient?
An actress you might have heard of, Emma Stone.
Not Eric.
Right.
Yeah, Emma Stone. Not the Emma Stone you're thinking of. It's another Emma Stone.
But we apologize to any SCSU women named Emma Stone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And also, thank you for listening, by the way. Like, we really appreciate it.
Thank you, Emma.
And what are you going as?
I haven't dressed up since I was like 16.
What he's gonna do is his name's Jack. He's gonna put he's gonna put a name tag on and say that says Steve.
Oh no, dude! I was Jack in the Box my freshman year.
Oh okay.
I took a cardboard box and then I put it around myself and I was Jack in a Box.
That's clever. I like that.
Thank you. Mm. Thank you.
I tried it. I was Gabe in a box. No one really got
laid
it.
Laid that night. I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding. I know. Hey, that's not nearly as bad. I went to a party last year with a guy who took a piece of cardboard and glued paperback books, and he was Facebook last year.
That's
nice.
So, what I
did not talk to a single girl at that party.
Or anyone? Did you talk to anyone?
You know, honestly, I don't know. By that point, I was under the influence of alcohol.
Oh, it'll get you. It'll get you. It'll sneak up on you, that alcohol. Not that I know, because I don't.
Yeah, Gabe.
Come on.
I'm sorry. I've never partaked in the devil's drink.
You've never taken just a sip of a beer?
I accidentally had
You're going to sit there and tell me that you don't drink the devil's nectar?
I don't drink the devil's nectar.
That is a load.
You know, one time I accidentally had communion wine.
Accidentally?
Oh. That was a trip, I tell you. I was woozy.
One sip, you were gone.
Yeah. It's just low tolerance. Uh-huh. Just total low tolerance. So yeah. Hey. What about Outkast, huh?
What about Outkast?
What about them?
They need a new album.
You know what? Actually, Big Boy of Outkast just did an album with Fantagram called Big Grams.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like Big Boy.
In Big Grams.
Yeah, so it's like Big Grams.
That's actually clever.
Right? Yeah, it's actually pretty good.
If you want to talk new albums, the Gorillaz just released released to the media that they're working on a new album.
They are working on a new album.
I've been following that since like when that last album came out,
The Fall, 2010.
Yeah, it was Gorillaz The Fall.
There's a lot coming out. As we mentioned earlier, Cage the Elephant's coming out.
Uh-huh.
Weezer's working on their new one. Radiohead's working on the new one. Gorillaz working on their new one.
Yeah. I'm excited to hear the Weezer and the Gorillaz one.
Yeah, it should be pretty good. Let's see. Gorillaz to record new album in September for planned 2016 release. Did they record it? I think they did.
Sure hope so.
Also, RHCP working on a new one, too.
RHCP.
Come on, man.
For real? Anthony Kiedis, Flea?
Red Hot Chili Peppers, dude.
Oh. Are you
for real?
Yeah. No, I don't listen to them.
At all?
Get out of this studio.
Not really.
By the way, Californication?
Yeah.
Blood Sugar Sex Magic? One Hot Minute?
No. I like their bassist.
Stadium Arcadium?
The drummer looks like Will Ferrell.
Yes, he does. He does look like Will Ferrell.
They had a drum off last year.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
And Will Ferrell wishes he could be Chad Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Actually,
I don't know. I feel like he actually came close.
Yeah. Yeah. Will Smith is pretty. Will Ferrell, excuse me, is pretty talented. But,
so is Will Smith.
John C. Reilly, actually, often Ferrell's counterpart in movies, actually is a real drummer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's actually really talented.
Well, that's why he was so mad in Step Brothers that he used his drum set.
That was actually his real drum kit. That's his personal drum kit. In the end of the movie when they're at the Catalina wine mixer, that's him
actually
playing.
The freaking Catalina. Oh, by the way, let's hear some of their stuff right now.
Boats and hoes.
Into each other's eyes.
Sorry, we don't sell advertising.
No.
We refrain from that. That's for other people. That's not for us.
That's Gabe being lazy and going to YouTube.
You know, unless you do want to sponsor us, and then, yeah, we're there in a second.
Or no ad, just put in ad.
Prestige!
Boats and hoes, I
gotta have me my boats. Boats. Boats and hoes, boats and hoes, I gotta have me my boats. Are we not listening?
Boats and hoes, boats and hoes, I gotta have me my boats and hoes. Boats and hoes, boats and hoes, I gotta have me my boats and hoes. The Nina, the Pitana, Santa Maria, I'll do you in the bottom while you're drinking sangria. Nachos, lemon heads, my dad's boat. You won't go down cause my dick can float.
All right.
We sail around the world and go.
Wow, Gabe.
Let's recover.
Wow.
And if I recover, would you be my comfort?
When Declan comes in here and fires us both, I'm going to beat the living crap out of you.
Fire us for what? We're not on the sports stream.
Yeah, we can swear all we want.
I didn't even swear.
Oh, fuck. There you go.
There goes our PG rating. I tried all show to try to keep it, and there it goes.
Who do you expect it from? Come on.
Now we're going to lose so much revenue, and advertisers aren't going to want to advertise with us.
Blame my father. He made me swear a bunch when I was younger. Or he rubbed off on me, I'd have to say.
Well,
I think they have counseling for that.
Probably.
They do.
Yeah.
SCSU is a great program. They're actually one of our sponsors. SCSU, just kidding, they're not. Yeah.
We should get that, though.
We should. That would be nice.
We can have a whole, like, therapy session of the next podcast.
Oh, that was my best Slipknot.
Do not. That was... really, dude?
What?
Slipknot?
What?
Oh, I'm that's Disturbed.
That's Disturbed. Excuse me.
How dare you disgrace David Draymond?
I've done a lot. I have a habit of
it. No excuses. Shut up.
Now, question. Who's better, Slipknot or Stone Sour?
Slipknot, without a doubt.
I don't know.
All Stone Sour is Corey Taylor wanting to get his soft side out.
But he does it well.
He does it well. I mean, he's a good singer, but if you like all-around music, Stone Sour is hard rock, quote-unquote. Slipknot, way better.
Yeah.
But I've been a maggot since, like, their first album, so.
Okay. Okay, Jack, your thoughts?
I only know Slipknot, so I'm going to say Slipknot.
You haven't heard of Disturbed?
I've heard of Disturbed.
We didn't say Disturbed. You said Slipknot or Stone Sour.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Based on context clues, the other band is the lead singer of Side Projects.
Yes, okay. Good context clue.
Attaboy, that's why they pay him the big bucks.
And that's the context clue of the night, sponsored by Rolaids. Just kidding. We don't have.
You're going to get us, like, fined or sued.
That's the point.
What? Why?
The point is to stir up controversy, and then we're in the news.
You're not stirring then, up controversy, yeah, and then, you're getting and, us and, sued.
And then people call in, and they like, hey, this is funny, I support this, we're going to go with this, and
we win the they're going to be like, wow, this guy's an idiot, I don't want to listen to anything he has to say.
Or
pretty much it's come out of our mouths, everyone should think. So.
Or the controversy thing happens.
Or I'm just going to have to be the voice of dissenting opinion today.
Fine, be the voice of dissenting. Here's today's voice of dissenting opinion. Opinion sponsored by.
What's
actually, we don't have a sponsor yet for that.
We now go live to Gabe being a dick. Gabe,
Jack, do you?
No,
would you,
no, no,
would
no,
you
no,
like
no.
to? Would you like to
you
add?
Had, you had the floor. No.
Would you like to add?
Boats and hoes. Gotta have me my boats and hoes.
I want some nachos and lemon heads now.
Let's get a boat. My dad's boat.
Oh, crap. We're out of gas. Call the Arabs.
I love that line.
What? It's a line. You guys both did lines. I just did a line. That's
yes.
all I did.
Whoa. Let's not say we just did lines. That's the St. Cloud PD are probably like listening in, wondering if we're peddling drugs down here.
No one is listening in. This isn't even live. Besides, I could get us on a boat to Mexico.
That's the worst joke yet.
We've had three.
I'm going to take a 4-minute leave of absence.
Okay.
I have to run upstairs really quick.
Okay. I'm going to try to recover from your harsh words.
My harsh words?
Yeah. I mean, I let you onto my podcast, and you come in.
Our podcast.
Yeah.
You're just going to run.
Hey, let me stop you right there, bud.
You call.
Shut up.
Do you call people bud?
Shut up.
That you know what that's a
yes,
lot of
I call people bud.
That's a lot of people's pet peeve when people call him bud.
Well,
hey champ, hey guy,
hey pal.
You know why I called you that?
Why?
Because where I'm from, it's called an insult.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Where are you from?
DC.
Okay.
Let me.
Just like when we say bless your heart. In the South, if anyone ever tells you that, they're calling you an idiot.
Okay. Okay, so insult, I looked it up, it means speak to or threat with disrespect or scornful abuse. So he was speaking to or threatening me with disrespectful or scornful abuse. And Jack, I don't think that's a good thing.
He came in here, you know? He just came in here, he insulted
right?
you, and he just leaves.
Right?
That's just what happened.
Right? It's like we were having a gay old time.
Yeah.
And he just...
I didn't want to say anything, but the whole third wheel thing going on, you know?
Right?
Yeah.
You know, it's like all this negativity going on, and what about positivity? That mic turn off is sponsored by... Just kidding. We don't have a sponsor for everything. We have zero sponsors.
We should get Audio Technica.
Yes.
I've had their headphones for like 3 years now.
And there you go endorsing them.
They're great. I'm just saying, I love...
No, it's okay.
And then I got a microphone from them because I love the headphones. That's
really?
Good job, Audio Technica. Yeah, they're good. They're good.
So we don't have sponsors. We're just like...
Yes.
We recognize when someone's doing a good job.
Mm-hmm.
We build each other up.
Not
as opposed
beats.
To as opposed to tearing each other down like someone else we know. Like Justin.
That guy.
Tears us down.
Excuse me.
Hey, you are... Bless you.
But I burped.
Bless you.
Okay.
I can tell God to bless you. I can do that. I have the authority. That was an interesting segment.
You can call it that.
I think I just did. Looking at the time, it is now 10:22, but it doesn't matter because you aren't listening to this live.
You blew it. Show's over.
Let's take a look at the traffic in St. Cloud right now. There's no traffic, but once again, that won't help you because
we take a break. We just take a short little break. Do a little segment.
You know what? I
transition into a little ear orgasms, known as music.
What?
Take a break.
Are you tired?
3, 2, 1.
Blip! We're back. Justin had to go. Little disclaimer, we'd like to thank Justin for joining us on the podcast to be named later. We were just having fun. You are not a third wheel, Justin, and you are welcome on the podcast anytime. Correct, Jack?
Yeah, anyone at any time. If you want to pop in, say hi, we'll let you in. We're not a total disclosure here. We like all people.
We equal,
all of any
equal,
people
equal.
Except those damn jibbers.
What?
Yeah, those damn jibbers that live on planet Xenu. I hate those guys.
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
The Jetsons, too, are just annoying.
Yeah. I guess like staring me down.
And the Flints. And the Hey Boo Boo. Who was that?
Hey
Boo Boo.
That was Yogi Bear.
Yogi Bear. Yogi Berra can come. Yogi Bear. Actually, yeah. We'll let anybody in. You know what? Because we're all about positivity. Except jibbers. Well, if they have a positive attitude, I think I might have to veto you on that.
That's fine.
Well, big weekend coming up. Just kind of wrapping up the show. We don't got much left. Jack is running out of gas right now.
My bedtime is like 12 to 1.
Yeah, it could
like,
be.
And then I'm out. Like,
yeah. And
I don't know how you stay up so late every night.
I don't know. I just have a lot of God-given energy. I don't know what it is.
I don't know.
Want to go for a run?
No.
Okay, so you don't want to go for a run. Why don't you tell listeners what's your big event this weekend? What's going on?
One Saturday. Hockey games, St. Cloud State, Division I hockey facing Miami. I will be in
Miami of Ohio.
Oh, Miami of Ohio, yes.
The Red Hawks.
Yes. A weird name, even though you think Miami, Florida. As soon as you think Miami. But I will be in the master control room making money for the station, which is pretty fun, I guess.
That's cool. So you're not Camera 3 anymore.
No, I moved, and I can get moved back anytime, and I'll be in master control until then.
Would you rather be in MC, or would you rather be...
I'd rather be MC, if I'm going to be completely honest. Because
This is a podcast full of completely honest statements.
Because, like, I don't have a 40-pound thing on my shoulder the entire time. I'm not
It can be difficult.
Yeah.
It can be difficult. I just have a mic. That's all I need.
Mm-hmm.
This little voice of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Sorry I had to. But anyway, big weekend for both of us. Jack's doing that. Now, are you doing that also for the women's game?
No, just men's.
Just the men's game. Just the one that people care about. Sorry. I apologize,
ooh,
women's hockey. But
no, it's kind of true.
Yeah. I also, not that anyone's asking, but I also have a big weekend, because I'll go on anyway. I also have a big weekend this weekend. I will be doing color commentary for the volleyball game.
What color?
Blue.
Cool.
On Friday night. Green mm-hmm. on Saturday night. Mm-hmm. And then I will also be sidelines for the football game. So I'll be freezing there.
Nice.
And then I'll have to run over to the volleyball game. But it should be fun. I'm kind of getting used to it. So the voice of St. Cloud State Husky Volleyball. So quick plug, tune in to the KVSC Sports Stream, 7 p.m. start on, let's see what nights, on Friday nights. And then 4 p.m., it's kind of an afternoon game on Saturday for some primetime Husky action. Friday night, they're taking on Upper Iowa. Saturday night, they're taking on a top 25 ranked team in Winona State University.
Winona.
Apparently, from I've been talking
Where
to.
Winona.
What up? If you're out there, let me. If you're out there, let me know. If you're out there, let me know. But anyway, should be a fun game. Should be a fun night, and I'm excited.
Scale 1-10.
Also, tune in KVSC for the football game. We're taking on Minnesota. I think Minnesota Moorhead, the Dragons.
Oh, I know a guy who plays for the Moorhead.
Really?
Glenn Howard.
I'll look out for him.
Yeah.
Is he related to Terrence Howard?
No.
Dwight Howard? I didn't think so.
He's just a big old 6 foot guy.
He's just a kid. Sorry.
He went to my elementary school and high school.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's pretty cool.
Jack, are you tired?
No.
You not?
Yeah, I am.
You had me.
You had me at Are You.
By the way,
tired.
By the way, oh gosh, I'm getting another call.
I swear to Jesus, if this is those wrestling f***s again.
Okay, good morning. Hi, I'm just calling this morning to ask if you're a supporter of the United States military.
Oh, my God, I apologize. We've been getting calls all morning. I apologize, and yes.
Fantastic.
Yes, I am.
Great. Are you a supporter of the Marine Corps?
Yes, absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely.
Great, because a former decorated member of the United States Marine Corps needs your support.
And his name is John C. He's going to get in the ring and put boots to asses.
You?
This
Are
weekend.
You kidding me right now?
WWE.
Are you kidding me right now? I can't even handle this. I cannot handle this.
Available right now at a low price of only $39.99.
That was John Cena. He'll call. John Cena always calls at the end of our show. It's crazy is what it is. It's almost like he wants us.
It's almost like he wants us. I watched WWE with Cage.
Oh, yeah.
The first time ever.
His first pay-per-view.
It was interesting, but then it was just a complete like cock tease at the end. I'm like, I'm not going to stick around and watch every. I might when SmackDown comes around. You got to tell me we could watch it.
SmackDown? SmackDown's every week.
You know what I mean? The Super Slam or the
Super Slam.
So we get to find out what happened to the Undertaker.
So yeah, it was a very interesting match. There's actually that's unprofessional.
That was a little unprofessional.
It's okay. It's okay. We're forgiving. But there's something actually going around in the media. There's a possibility that Brock and The Undertaker actually like slit themselves with knives in order to bleed. There's a controversy going around. Like the WWE didn't tell him to do it.
Huh.
But I think that was all real blood because you saw Brock's head go against the post.
Yes.
You heard the ding.
Yes.
I think that was very real.
But how did it? How was it a gash? It seemed like more of a gash, but unless like he hit his head so hard, like it bruised. But I don't.
Yeah. But that was a great fight. And thank goodness Suplex City came out on top, because without because I love Brock. Brock's my guy. But anyway, oh, there's a yawn from Jack.
I'm John Cena.
Ba-ba-da-ba. Jack, what should what outro music should we use? By the way, this has been Podcast To Be Named Later, and we greatly appreciate you listening. Thank you to Justin for coming in for the show today. We're forever grateful and forever in debt to you. What song should we leave with? Oh, by the way, thanks for supporting us. Thanks for listening. We are on podcastomatic.com. Yes.
We love you.
Yes. So I think in the spirit of that, someone else loves you. Someone else that we all know and love.
I'm done.
Have a good night, everybody.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak.
And remember, God made you special, and he loves you very much. Goodbye.